CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. In Denver, a scary moment when something happened to the landing gear of an American Airlines jet just before it was to take off for Miami. Mark Turkus was on the plane.
When the plane almost took off, we heard a loud boom. And I said, that's not good. Definitely an unpleasant moment, but we were lucky we didn't get up in the air yet.
All 173 passengers and six crew members on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 were evacuated safely. Police have arrested a man who they say stabbed people at a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
A 42-year-old Michigan resident went into a Walmart store in Garfield Township and started stabbing people with a folding knife, apparently at random. That's according to the Grand Traverse County Sheriff, who says a deputy was on scene within minutes, the suspect taken into custody. The Munson Medical Center says it's treating 11 patients. Six are in critical condition. Deputies credit people inside the Walmart for helping to apprehend the suspect and treat victims at the scene.
President Trump is in Scotland, where he'll be talking with the head of the European Union Commission about a trade deal ahead of the planned increase in tariffs on EU countries on August 1st. CBS's Weijia Zhang says the president's been preoccupied by crises in Asia and Gaza.
President Trump was working the phones, speaking to the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia about the conflict at their border. And the King of Jordan says he also talked to Trump, stressing the need to end the war in Gaza and to provide more aid to help the catastrophic humanitarian situation.
More on that situation in Gaza from CBS's Haley Ott.
United Nations says the entire population of Gaza is facing the risk of starvation, and children are bearing the brunt of the suffering. Since April, the number of child deaths from malnutrition has jumped from 52 to 85, the Hamas-run Ministry of Health says, and 6,500 children are in treatment, according to UNICEF.
The Israeli military has paused fighting in three areas of Gaza. The pause will last from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Cycling's greatest race had a clear winner from the start, but that doesn't mean there wasn't any drama.
21 stages, over 3 weeks, and 2,074 miles ridden up mountains and through French towns. The winner was 26-year-old Slovenian Tade Pogacar, but that was no surprise for racing fans since he's won the race three times previously. This year, a rivalry took center stage between Pogacar and Danish racer Jonas Vingegaard, who won the Tour twice. But the race was not without drama. One rider was fined for stopping to kiss his wife. Sick cows caused stage 19 to be diverted, and race officials gave their first yellow card to dangerous riding. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Walking for Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers holding practice in hot and humid conditions. Rashid Walker's 25 years old now, 6'6", 324 pounds, and at left tackle, he's assigned to protect the blind side of quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers have added some players to the line, including the 49ers' Aaron Banks, who'll play left guard. I asked Walker how he sees things playing out this season.
Been playing for 4 years. Right guard, we got depth at the right guard spot. We got Elgin Jenkins, we got Banks, you got me. So, I mean, I feel like everybody, if we, you know, uphold the standard and, you know, play to, you know, how we know we should play, I feel like we got a Super Bowl team. We know we got a playoff team, but I feel like we got the potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Baseball. Brewers host the Marlins today. Then they host the Cubs tomorrow night. The Crew losing 7-4 last night to Miami. It was Milwaukee's first series loss since July 2nd when they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for your Sunday, but a heat advisory in effect. Highs reaching the lower 90s. The heat index, though, will be up around 100, maybe a little higher, a south breeze. Overnight showers and storms and lows of the lower 70s. Right now, it's 67.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird recommending books with a connection to nature and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Matt Nair on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for childcare in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to a beautiful night here in Wisconsin. I don't know where you are, but I hope it's a lovely evening wherever you are. It is gorgeous here in the studio, probably 70 degrees, not much humidity. Would you agree with that, Aaron?
I would say so. Thankfully, yeah. Much different from outside.
Yeah, that is the voice of Aaron Zomers filling in for the K-Man tonight. Aaron has been a huge help all week as I've been doing the show here from Civic Media headquarters, which is always fun. And shout out to Luke Mathers and Sage and Corey and Aaron and Zomers and Dom and Todd Allbaugh, just for the heck of it, because he's a swell guy. And it's nice to see people. It's good to be in Madison. Hope you're having a great night wherever you are. We are officially at the weekend, folks, so rejoice and sit back and listen to the radio and be part of the show, if you would. We had a great first hour. Frank Anderson was here, the founder of Wisconsinology.com. Frank is a great Wisconsinite and a lot of fun to talk to. He ties everything to Wisconsin, and he did. He gave credit to Wisconsin for creating the Joker, because the two people who actually created the character of the Joker in Batman saw a silent movie here in Wisconsin and used that as inspiration. And it's unbelievable how Frank can do that.
No, so, I do have a question. Is that true?
I mean, yeah, he would not have posted it. Like, he is a research fiend.
Okay, I believe it. Buff. I'm not as familiar with his work.
No, that's a good question, though, because anybody could say that, you know? But Frank does the legwork. So it was great to talk to Frank and catch up with Frank. We got sidetracked on Wednesday due to weather, so he was able to come here tonight. It is a bar band Friday night. We do that every week here, just about every week, when Terry Barr, our Wisconsin music expert and one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on WMDX, which you can hear every Saturday night from now, I believe it's 6 to 9 p.m., and check out the podcast at civicmedia.us. Great show. Terry will be here shortly. That is pre-recorded content, so the last live segment will be up until the news at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll play my interview from Terry from yesterday with Aaron Zomers assisting on that as well. Does Todd be like, when he sees you doing all this stuff, is he like, do not get comfortable with Schwabba?
You know, not really. I don't think he's too picky about that.
He's pretty secure.
I think so. Yeah.
As is Conrad. I'm just not trying to start rumors here, Aaron. That's all I'm saying.
That's all good. Okay. You know, I think I would be able to handle the both, at least for a time, if
until Conrad came back. Dom and I were joking last night that Conrad is just horsing around. That's why he took a couple days off, because I don't know what he's doing. And it's not my business, but typically I do ask him. One night he took the night off because he got a tattoo. Then he went to the draft, but this time I didn't ask him, so I don't know what's going on.
I still think a branded ankle monitor, you just give it to him and say it's merch, and he's got to rep the brand in Nightlight.
I'd just like to know where you are. I don't think that's asking too much. So it's a Friday night here, a version of Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me. And our question of the night, and this is a great summer question, is what is your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water? Let me know at 855-752-4842, 855-755-7566, or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching on X, YouTube, or Facebook. You can also share with us your favorite Caddyshack character. So I would welcome that as well. Love talking about Caddyshack. One of my childhood pleasures, watching Caddyshack. On the stream, Dave Kunish from Marinette. I know Dave. He says the Bay and the Wisconsin River. Now, when he's referring to the Bay, that's the Northeast Wisconsin thing. He means Green Bay, for those of you. There are other bays in Wisconsin, but that's what we mean in Northeast Wisconsin. Of course, the body of water of Green Bay and the Wisconsin River. I don't know that I know the Wisconsin River. Is that by Wisconsin Rapids?
I do not remember.
Yeah. I should school myself more on the waterways of Wisconsin. Sarah, also listening on the stream, says the Peshtigo River and the Crivitz area. Yeah, Crivitz has Lake Nockabee, beautiful lake. Those are both great stream texts. Thank you guys very much. Great to have you with me tonight. And then going back to the text line, we've got Mark from Prairie du Sac. His favorite Caddyshack character is Judge Smales. I love this. Mark even put a line in. One of my favorite Judge Smales lines is when he says to his nephew Spalding, they're coming off the golf course, taking a break, and Spalding's like, I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a milkshake. And then Smales grabs him and says, you'll get nothing and like it. Well done, Mark. Anna from Madison, she's in the 608, says, hi, Pete and Dominic. Oh, no. Those are, I'm sorry, Aaron.
It's okay. It's, you know, mistaken identity. It's the foundation of a lot of stories. they'll put that in the movie adaptation.
Right. Of this show.
Yes.
Aaron and Dom both have those soft, soothing tones. I can see why you would make that mistake, Anna, but Aaron Zommers is in tonight. But Dom was here last night, did a great job. She says, hi, Pete and Dominic. My favorite body of water, Wisconsin water, is Rock Lake in Lake Mills. Isn't it amazing? Like, I feel like every answer, I should know where that is. I don't know that area of the country or of the state.
Yeah, I don't really either. But then again, we do have like 14,000 lakes or something like that. So,
oh, I can't believe I forgot to ask Frank. He loves getting into it with Minnesota and Wisconsin and that rivalry. I cannot believe I forgot to ask him that. Thank you, Anna, for the text. Jack from Merrimack. Oh, no, that was a phone call. We took that. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids. She's in the 715, says Wisconsin River. It contains Lake Pettenwell, Castle Rock Lake, Byron Flowage, and more. Beautiful flowing through Wisconsin. I cross it twice a day to and from work. Beautiful in the fall with trees turning colors. Frozen over in the winter. The islands up and down the river, too. Pamela in Wisconsin Rapids.
I guess it does go through rapids.
It does. And that was a great text. Very painted a picture for us there. Thank you very much, Pamela. And then Bridget from the 818 says, McCrossin Lake on the chain of lakes in Waupaca. Beautiful lakes, great swimming, great memories. And a little heart emoji. Well done. Thank you, Bridget, from the 818. Yeah, I've been, Waupaca's like, it's weird because when I was growing up and we would go to northern Wisconsin, like Eagle River, Three Lakes, I thought that was like the place. And then I met all these other people that go, oh, no, chain of lakes in Waupaca. Apparently the lakes in Waupaca are so pristine, you can see like to the bottom in 9 feet of water. That's the rap that they have there on the Waupaca chain of lakes. So it's supposed to be absolutely beautiful.
Up north, another really nice lake is Crystal Lake. Yes, that Crystal Lake.
Oh, wow.
There's a Boy Scout camp, Camp Tosomis, that's on Crystal Lake, also near the Rhinelander area. And it is the same one they filmed the first Friday the 13th at.
Wait a minute. They actually filmed it there?
Yes. That's my knowledge.
Wow.
And also, what was I going to say? It's called Crystal Lake just because it is very clear and you can see the bottom. And it's really nice to swim.
Rhinelander?
In that area. I don't remember exactly where it is.
That nape of the way? Okay. Oh, that'd be cool. I feel like I would have known that, but maybe not.
Maybe they just made it up to spook the kids. I don't know. That's very possible.
Or to get tourist dollars, whatever. Maybe it was. Who knows? Mark from Prairie du Sac. Oh, here's his clarification text when he said he found a butter knife floating in the water. He says it was a butcher knife. Damn spell checker. Would a butcher knife float?
Maybe if the handle's big enough?
I guess so. Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, favorite body of water in Wisconsin? That depends on what I'm doing. If I'm fishing, it is the Wolf River. If I'm in a sailboat, it is Lake Winnebago. Very well done. Very diplomatic, Jim. Thank you, buddy. Paul from Bayview says, Devil's Lake, great trails, great views. Do you mind Googling Devil's Lake? I feel like that's in southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's near Baraboo.
Okay. All right. Nice, Paul. Thank you. Catherine. That was from Catherine's phone call. That's still up here? Oh, I'm way behind on text. Susan from McFarland, she's in the 608, says, hi, I guess I would have to say my favorite two lakes are Lake Superior because I love being up in the North Woods area. And then in the Madison area would be Devil's Lake. Exploring the bluffs in that area is amazing. There you go. Good recall there, Aaron. Thank you, Susan. Great to hear from all of you. It's not too late to get in on the fun. If you have a favorite Wisconsin body of water or lake, let us know. And we'll read your text on the radio. I want to get back to Caddyshack because this is,
a quick update.
Yeah, for sure.
I fact-checked myself. Turns out they did make it up to spook the kids. the Crystal Lake scenes were shot at, they were shot at a Boy Scout camp, but it was one in New Jersey.
Our lakes are better than New Jersey. Why would they shoot that in New Jersey?
I don't know, but I feel betrayed by the people staffing the scout camp.
I can't believe scout leaders would lie like that. Our lakes seem more authentic, but I also don't want to say like Wisconsin lakes seem more horrifying either. I mean, that is a horror film.
Very much so.
All right. I want to get back to some Judge Smales talk because I identified him as my favorite. And I think it was Jack from Merrimack said it was his favorite character too. Judge Smales from Caddyshack played by Ted Knight, because the obvious ones are Bill Murray, who played Carl the Greenskeeper. He was bucking for promotion, though, wanted to be the head greenskeeper. It was Mark from Prairie du Sec, actually, who said Judge Smales. And Chevy Chase was very funny, too. So condescending. Rodney Dangerfield was hilarious. But my favorite is Judge Smales. I love Ted Knight, and I think he's an absolute treasure. Whether he was on, like, the Mary Tyler Moore Show or in a movie like Caddyshack, just great stuff. So we have a couple clips that we'll get to for Judge Smales in just a minute. We might have a surprise guest stopping by too after the next short break. Do we have a call?
Well, if I didn't accidentally hang up on her, we would have. Ollie in the North Woods, please call back.
Please
in.
Call back. Ollie.
It didn't register me pressing the button. I tried to press.
It's these damn Madison soundboards. Do we have time to play a, should we save them or do we have time to play a Judge Smales?
We have time to do either one.
Let's do one of them. This is Judge Smales classically christening his sailboat when he is interrupted by Rodney Dangerfield and his much bigger boat.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. The man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, do the honors.
Bless this.
So great. That's Judge Smales. We probably don't have time for the other one. So you said you've only seen the TV version.
Yes, I've only seen the TV version, and I was definitely too young to be watching Caddyshack.
Okay.
And I had to keep asking my dad questions, and you know, he had to be judicious about which ones to answer and in what detail. But, you know, my most strong memories are, of course, when we were talking with this loop off to the side and, you know, building little animals out of plastic explosives to play with the gopher and finally get him and then just blow up the whole golf course.
So great. I mean, it's just like, that's all we did in high school was imitate Bill Murray in Caddyshack. So we'll have another Smales clip. We're going to do a very short break. We have a surprise guest who just stopped by, too. And
that we're
going to talk about the movie F1 because you haven't seen it, right?
I have not.
Okay. So you can contribute. You kind of, when we were just talking during the break, though, you sounded like you kind of knew. We had friends that saw it.
I have friends that saw it, but also it what they said is exactly what I expected, which is to say, eh.
Dave on the stream says, below the Sauk Prairie Dam. Is that the river? I don't know.
Presumably.
It's a wonderful body of water. Share with us your favorite Wisconsin lake or body of water. We live in a beautiful state, folks. It is summer. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Friday. We're coming right back, and we're having fun in Madison with Aaron Zommers. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe,
the founder of Wonderfully Wisconsin. He's been on the show before, but tonight he's here to make the popcorn pick of the week, Mr. Paul Vandenplas.
The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh my God, I love when people pick a movie I know nothing about.
A campy comedy buddy story, really just a heartwarming message.
Paul picked a movie that I've never heard of that gets excellent critic and audience reviews. Very well done, Mr. Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe, weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Soundtrack to the movie F1.
It really is. That's great.
Some
music.
Hans Zimmer.
I recognize it.
That's the voice of Joe Schwalbe. No relation. Just
Hello.
Kidding. Joe, how are you? It's my son Joe joining us now for the last few minutes of our live show.
Glad to be here.
It's great to have you. Drove over from Milwaukee. How was traffic?
It was awful. It was terrible.
Was it really? Between no. Milwaukee and Madison?
It wasn't bad. It's a nice drive.
Yeah.
It's actually very beautiful.
Not too bad. Yeah. We're going to go out and paint the town in just a few minutes. Folks, I'm off on Monday. We'll have a best of episode airing Monday. And then Tuesday we'll be back live back on the home court at WGBW with Laughable Productions, Ben Giles. Ben is running a comedy contest in Oshkosh to find Oshkosh's funniest person. We're going to get an update. It's a months-long process. And then my pal and If Walls Could Talk host, Movie Break host, and Travel Tales podcast host, Mike Siegel, will be here Tuesday night as well. But we got great guests next week. Matt Miller will be here. Matt and Aaron Ayers, Greg Bach will be joining the show next Thursday. That will be fantastic. And then Terry Barr as well. But right now we've got a few more minutes. And then at 7:35, we've got Terry Barr. That's pre-recorded. So if you have a text about your favorite lake and can get it in quickly, send it in now, folks. But we do have Ollie back on the phone. So let's take that call and find out what's up with Ollie. Hey, Ollie.
Oops, I got dropped.
My bad.
Favorite lakes are, I love Lake Superior anywhere.
Yeah.
basically on it. Bayfield and Apostle Islands are just lovely. And also the Namekagon River, which runs down from by Hayward. And there's some excellent tubing if anybody just has a lazy summer Sunday. That's a great place to go.
Ollie, I think you and I, one of these days, need to go tubing together. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think I'd probably drown now.
I'll keep my eye on you.
And I'm betting the water is high as can be now this year.
Ollie, thank you for the call, and thanks for calling back. Sorry we dropped the first call, but
no problem.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Ollie from the North Woods. Nobody said Bayfield tonight. That's supposed to be gorgeous up there in the Apostle Islands. I've never been.
I haven't either, but I would like to.
Yeah, same. Maybe we ought to get a civic media road trip. Joe Schwabe joining me for the last few minutes of the broadcast tonight. Joe, it's good to see you, my oldest son. You saw F1. We talked about this a little bit. I liked it fine. I didn't love it, and you thought I was being too hard on it. Explain yourself, please.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you enjoy fun?
Fun in the movie theater? Yes, I do.
I had so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like an amusement park ride, this movie.
It is.
I think, I mean, everybody just heard the music. I mean, the music will get you very pumped up. I think it was just, you know, a nice kind of stereotypical Hollywood sports movie.
That's a great way to put it. And listen, the music was great. My issue with the music was it was wall to wall. I don't think there's a moment in the movie where there isn't music playing. It's like a video.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what it's going for, though. Just when it starts, it's really nonstop until the end.
I mean, look, the racing scenes were great. The CGI was pretty cool. I give you that, but I just, as a movie, and it was like 2 hours and 45 minutes or something like that.
It was long. It was a long movie. I'm not saying you couldn't trim off maybe 20 minutes,
right,
and it might make it a little better or at least more digestible, but I don't know. I mean, I thought it had really all the elements to, you know, it got me, you know? I mean, it's a great sports movie. It kind of has all of the elements. You know, it has the young, cocky rookie.
Right.
It has the old, grizzled veteran that wants... I mean, it's not reinventing the wheel, right?
No, it's
but
not.
It's fun. I mean, I went with my friend, and both of us agreed after the movie was over. Like, dude, we got to go, like, work out or something.
We got to go learn how to drive.
We got to go... I mean, what? Why did I go to college? Why didn't I... I mean, I'm going to ask you this. Why didn't you get me in an F1 cockpit right away? My life could be so awesome.
I'll take responsibility for that. I think the coolest part of the movie for me was when they would change the tires. The pit crew, how fast they were. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was cool. I mean, a lot of parts of the movie were cool. I think that was cool. I think the actual racing was cool.
Listen, and I don't mean to cut you off. We're short on time. Aaron Zommers is a huge Star Wars fan. You're a Star Wars fan.
Oh, my God.
He has commented on your quotes before on your... But you guys, real quick, before we get out of here, favorite Star Wars movies? You guys can do a tete-a-tete?
Oh, man, you love framing me as the Star Wars guy when I come in. I love it. I mean, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it.
Well, yeah,
of
you me should too. Be. Absolutely. It's a phenomenal franchise.
Tell me.
I think I got to say that Empire Strikes Back is probably the best quality-wise, but
sure.
Revenge of the Sith will always have a soft spot in my heart as the first one I got to see in theaters.
Interesting.
It's campy, and I'm here for it.
Yeah. I love watching Revenge of the Sith. Very, very watchable movie. I don't know what that means, but it feels right when I say it. I also love The Empire Strikes Back. That's probably my favorite.
Not a super controversial opinion.
Yeah, right? Like, that's the right answer to give.
I think my biggest complaint with the whole franchise, they killed Liam Neeson off too quick. He was a really cool character. Qui-Gon, right?
Yeah.
They killed him off too.
That's a nice thing about some of the other, like the Clone Wars stuff, is you get to explore his character a little bit more.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they didn't, I mean, I don't think it's Liam Neeson anymore, but it's the same character at least.
Right.
Yeah. Clone Wars is awesome.
Agreed. Guys, this was fun. Awesome. Joe, thank you for getting here in time to come on the air for a couple of minutes, talk a little F1. Thank you, everybody. Don't go away. Terry Barr is next. It's pre-recorded content. We talked to Terry yesterday. Zomers, thank you for a fun week, buddy. Great working with you.
Thank you.
Joe, thanks for coming up.
Thank you.
Go watch F1. Everybody. Go watch F1. Have a great weekend, everybody. We're coming right back with Bar Band Friday Night. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
CBS News Brief. Police in Traverse City, Michigan have arrested a 42-year-old man who they say stabbed people in a Walmart at random late yesterday afternoon. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
The Munson Medical Center says it's treating 11 patients. Six are in critical condition.
In Denver, something may have happened to the landing gear of an American Airlines jet just before it was to take off for Miami. Mark Turkus was on the plane.
Definitely an unpleasant moment, but we were lucky we didn't get up in the air yet.
All 173 passengers and six crew members on the Boeing 737 MAX 8 were evacuated safely. The World Food Program is warning that one in three Palestinians in Gaza aren't eating for days at a time. CBS's Haley Ott is at the foreign desk in London.
United Nations says the entire population of Gaza is facing the risk of starvation.
The Israeli military today announced it would secure routes to help aid agencies deliver food and supplies. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Locking for Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay. With the Packers holding practice in hot and humid conditions, Rashid Walker's 25 years old now, 6'6", 324 pounds, and at left tackle, he's assigned to protect the blind side of quarterback Jordan Love. The Packers have added some players to the line, including the 49ers' Aaron Banks, who'll play left guard. I asked Walker how he sees things playing out this season.
Been playing for 4 years. Right guard, we got depth at the right guard spot. We got Elgton Jenkins. We got Banks, you got me, so I mean, I feel like everybody, if we, you know, uphold the standard and, you know, play to, you know we should play, I feel like we got a Super Bowl team. We know we got a playoff team, but I feel like we got the potential to go all the way to the Super Bowl.
Baseball. Brewers host the Marlins today, then they host the Cubs tomorrow night. The crew losing 7-4 last night to Miami. It was Milwaukee's first series loss since July 2nd, when they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its 4 seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine around the area for your Sunday, but a heat advisory in effect. Highs reaching the lower 90s. The heat index, though, will be up around 100, maybe a little higher, a south breeze. Overnight showers and storms and lows of the lower 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All of these things should sound off alarm bells bigly. And you see what Donald Trump's doing with Harvard and with Columbia. You see what he's doing with Paramount. ABC capitulated in a lawsuit to Trump. We're America. We're not Hungary. We're a democracy. We're always going to be a democracy. Yeah, that's what they thought in Hungary. The way that Viktor Orban and the right wing gained power was by using a little bit of power to get more power, to use pressure on networks.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Corrine, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Time to check out original music with Barb Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Oh, this is one of my favorite times of the week, folks, with one of my favorite guests of the week. See how that works out? It just all lines up. And it's a Friday. It's like Christmas Day here at the end of the week. It is my pleasure to welcome one of, as I said, my favorite guests, not just on Nightlight, but on any show. You know what? She's even a great house guest. She's just a great guest. So if you ever have her over, she's keep that in mind. She's one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here on WMDX in Madison and our Wisconsin music expert. Terry Barr joins me now for Barr Band Friday. Hello,
happy,
Terry.
Happy Friday to you, Pete, and to everyone joining us.
Yes, Aaron Zommers sitting in for the K-Man tonight. He's been a big help here, too. So this is great that the three of us get to spend this time together. And are you having a good day? How's it going, Terry?
You know, when you hit Friday, it's always a good day, right? You know,
absolutely.
You feel like, okay, I have done as much as I can this week, and it's Friday. It's Friday night. It has to be done.
Do you?
It's time for a break.
We were just talking before we came on about all the things you do at Civic Media. Like, do you work on the weekends, or do you work your butt off during the week and say, I'm done, I'm taking 2 days? I tend to work all the time. Like, I have no hours, and I've heard that's not good, but what do you do? What's your approach?
Yeah. You know what, then? You and I are the same.
Okay.
I tend to also never turn it off.
Yeah.
The only time I really am able to not look at my phone, not do anything on the computer, is if I'm actually far away, and that gives me the excuse that, oh, maybe my Wi-Fi isn't working right now. It's something like that, or I'm off and you need to leave me alone.
No, I get it. That makes perfect sense.
Well,
it is a Barr Band Friday night. Our question, Terry, tonight is favorite Wisconsin lake. Do you have one?
I do. I grew up in northeast central Wisconsin, so I am going to say my favorite lake is Shawano Lake.
Nice.
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. You have a
beautiful beach.
Yeah.
And a lot of really fun supper clubs and bars, restaurants all around it. And it was one of those I remember as a kid. Now they're open and remodeled again and doing live music again. So as you can imagine, it was one of my favorite spots. They would have live music out on a dock Shawano Lake. Oh,
I love that.
Best.
Yeah, that's so great. That's a great lake and a great choice. And again, I'm not surprised to know you have a long history there with Shawano. Hey, I have to give you another shout out too, because yesterday, 2 days ago, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, Kaylin Cole came in again. It just happened that she was in Madison and she said, I have a new song dropping in 2 days. You know, do you want to do a preview? And I said, absolutely. So she is so fun. She brought her mom, who is not her manager. We established that, but,
not the momager,
not the momager. No, but, Kaylin is so much fun. And she played the song Mistreated Right, which I guess comes out tomorrow or on actually today, I think. And she played it acoustically in the studio. But then she played the produced version in a file on Wednesday night. And what a great song. And thank you again for introducing us.
I'm so glad that she thinks of you and to go on your show and to preview a song that isn't even out. That is amazing. So I guess if I want to listen to this, I need to go back to the podcast on our website on Wednesday to find
it. Yes. And it sounds great. The composition of it is great. It's very well produced. Ooh. And you know, as you know, she's a very fun guest. So, yes, thank
she's
you so
terrific.
Much. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, let's get to some Bar Band Friday fun stuff here. We've got an artist tonight that you're introducing us to, Dana Perry. I'm not familiar with her work, but I'm sure I will be in about 10 minutes. And I heard the songs you sent. She's great. Tell us all about Dana Perry.
She is just one of those that does everything on the music scene. She is a teacher. She books artists. I think they're up to three times a week now at a place known as Cargo Coffee. It's on East Washington in Madison.
Okay.
She also assists as an instructor at Girls Rock Camp and Ladies Rock Camp. And then she just took on the new role as executive director of the Madison Area Music Association. She's very familiar with the group because she already has won 15 of those Madison Area Music Awards. So she knows what she's doing. And she has 7 original music albums out.
Wow. Yeah, I saw that. I saw that 15-time winner.
Yeah.
Of the Madison Area Music Awards. She won Acoustic Guitarist of the Year in 2019, Folk Americana Performer of the Year in 2020, and Best Female Vocalist in 2021. Just to name 3 of the 15. That's incredible.
Right. Here's something very fun, Pete. You know, Coldplay was in town a week ago.
Sure.
They decided to get a hold of the Madison Area Music Association and make a wonderful donation to the organization. A whole bunch of keyboards, brand new keyboards, full size, still in the box, donated to the mamas. Dana is the one that got to go pick them up. And we are now going to look for kids that maybe couldn't afford a keyboard, maybe a school that their keyboards are broken.
Wow.
So that's really the heart of what this organization does. And Dana is now the heartbeat of it. She really is.
That is really cool. And it's,
isn't,
you know,
that something?
It's good to know that Coldplay is known for something other than outing people who are cheating on each other, at least here in Madison now.
Yep. Oopsie.
You know what would have been really funny is if you were unaware of what happened at the Coldplay concert a couple weeks ago. That would have been really funny. And you had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah. And I bet there's still maybe a few, but probably not very many.
Right. All right. So Dana Perry calls herself an Evo folk artist. What is that?
I think Evo for her means she's always evolving.
Okay.
You could go back and listen to really early songs, and it's almost like simple folk music. But as she started to find her groove and find what the music means to her, wow. I mean, she stepped up her guitar playing. She has this amazing rhythm where it sounds like it's more than one guitar, or sometimes she makes her guitar sound like a drum. So she's playing guitar and tapping on it. I've only seen 2 other musicians be able to sort of pull that off. She could do that as a solo artist, which makes her music sound that much bigger.
Okay.
Or she can do it with a band that just kind of gives it that extra oomph, I would say.
Okay, well, let's get to a song, right? What do you say?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
so this is Dana Perry. We're going to play Tunes and Conversation first. Is that cool? Okay.
That sounds great.
All right, fantastic. Here is Dana Perry by way of Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night and the song Tunes and Conversation.
Song's gonna taste so good. Been feeling this groove in my tum-tum, urging this body to move. Now I got this melody, it's been singing to me, and I'll sing it to you if you want me to. Don't mind me, just gonna leave a few tunes right here. I don't mind you turning back
to your conversation, cause I can see you tapping your toes as you carry on sipping your beer. Did you notice you're nodding in time as you're chatting along, saying, yeah, man, I feel that. So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Words inside that melody, and you worked so hard all week just to get yourself here tonight, so why not put it all down and meet me here inside this song? Raise a glass and toast to the magic of sound. Can you hear that ringing out in key? So I'll just sing a little melody right into the noise, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation. Sing a little melody right into the moment, and we'll fill the air with tunes and conversation.
Song.
Yeah.
I love the ambiance of that. It really does make you feel like you're in a coffee house. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, that one's really fun, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think in her bio on her website, it says she's just as comfortable playing a festival as she is in a coffee shop or with friends. I mean, I just love artists like that.
Absolutely. You know, and she plays solo, as I had mentioned to you. She has a band as well. And she recently formed they're called the Prairie Flowers, brand new on the local music scene, three women together, and they all play instruments, and the harmony, I've been told, is amazing. So I can't wait to see the Prairie Flowers with Dana.
Yeah, and how many, it'll be interesting to see how many more mommies she has in her future. That's pretty impressive.
Lots of awards.
Yeah. So we have another song of hers we'll play after this very short break. Please don't go anywhere, folks. It's Bar Band Friday Night. Terry Barr is here. She's our Wisconsin music expert and one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio on WMDX here in Madison. So we have a few more minutes with Terry when we come back. And the song connection coming up right after this quick break. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Aaron Zommers behind the board tonight. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Joe Thomas grew up in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and had Hall of Fame football careers with the Badgers and Cleveland Browns. So what's his passion now? Well, join us Tuesday when Joe Thomas sits down with Brady Ewing and me for a special on-location show from Six Springs Farm, the home to Hall of Fame beef. Catching up with Joe Thomas, Tuesday. You're not going to want to miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
Kareen Hendrickson, you mentioned a conversation with Ron Johnson, Kareen, about the need for child care in Wisconsin. How did that go?
I said, why don't you think we should fund? And he goes, I think an elegant solution, it would be for moms like you to stay home so the other moms can go to work. And I said, well, and I shouldn't get paid for that? And he just kind of stared at us. And I said, that tells me all I need to know.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
So I know that's Chuck Mangione, but I have to admit, this is embarrassing. I only know Feels So Good.
Honestly, me too.
Terry, do you know this song?
This one I am not familiar with. Oh, no.
Aaron, going to the B-sides. I love it. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwab. I'm joined tonight by my co-host here on Friday nights for this segment, Terry Barr for Barr Band Friday Night. And we're talking about an artist called Dana Perry, and she's great. We just heard the song Tunes in Conversation, and we should probably play this before we run out of time and then finish our discussion about Dana. Sound good, Terry?
Sounds great, Pete. Let's do it.
So we have the song Connection. This is also Dana Perry, and we will discuss the song after we hear it.
Harder pill to swallow
than the acceptance of our power and worth. We're all creators and it's time I embrace new skin. Everything is safe now, gotta make a move. Nobody told me that I could feel so strong. What am I fearing? Why do I worry? Of reality through frequency and harmony with this guitar. We're living in a world that's interactive and we're deserving of the life we choose. Relax into your vessel and leave no room for doubt. If you want an answer, you gotta ask the question. Nobody told me that I could feel so strong. What am I fearing? Why do I worry at all? 'Cause I can feel that connection now. I don't know how I know, but I know that I can't be afraid to feel this beautiful.
Just like I just kind of want to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that weird? Like
no,
listening to her
not at
lyrics.
All.
She'd probably be fun to have a cup of coffee with.
Soul.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yeah.
Another
yeah.
Swish, Terry. Thank you so much.
Oh,
for
good.
Yeah, these
and
are great.
And if you want to check her out, she has shows still this month.
Yeah.
New Glarus, Mount Horeb, Madison. You can find more at DanaPerryMusic.com.
Okay. Any dates coming up? In the immediate area here?
Yeah, all of those are still in July.
Oh, wow.
And I know
okay.
we don't have much of July left, but New Glarus, nice. Mount Horeb, and Madison.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got confused. I thought you meant. Yeah, that's.
okay. You were
week.
Still thinking about the conversation you want to have with
I
her.
I do. These are the things I'm going to bring up, you know. Terry, thank you so much as always. Have a great weekend. Try to find some time to get a little breather, will you?
You got it. And you too, Pete. Thank
All right,
you.
We'll
and
do.
Thanks, Aaron.
It's a Bar Band Friday night. That's our Bar Band pal, Terry Barr. Thank you also to Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. And thank you for all your texts and calls. Thank you to Mr. Aaron Zommers. I hope you don't take any bad habits back to the Todd Alba show, Aaron, after working with me.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Maybe. Did you develop a good habit, do you think?
I don't know. I did stop clipping my toenails over the boards.
Well, that's a callback from the other night. I love it. All right. Thank you to Aaron Zommers on behalf of everyone who's helped me out here this week in Madison. Thank you so much, and have a great night, Wisconsin, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Israeli army has just announced a tactical pause in military activity in parts of Gaza, three parts, the day after it airdropped seven packages of aid into the Palestinian enclave. Another airdrop is scheduled for today, even as critics say the drops aren't nearly enough to stop mass starvation in Gaza. The BBC's Amir Nadar.
It seems to be a response to international pressure. How long that international pressure will hold, whether these policies will make a difference, remains to be seen, and which point the Israeli military might decide to revert to a much tighter control of the aid that's getting into the Gaza Strip.
The IDF says designated humanitarian corridors are being set up for UN convoys to refute what it calls false claims that Israel is intentionally starving Palestinians. There are reports that trucks loaded with aid have begun entering Gaza today. Juliet Tuma is with the UNHCR.